Welcome to the Sportscast, September 18th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You could go listen to that on the Sportscast app or on the website, thesportscast.net. Visit thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest news. Also, download the Sportscast app because you're able to listen to past episodes and also listen to the radio. NFL Week 2 recap this past weekend, I think, was slightly better than last week, Week 1. Join us. Joe Toscano's Twitter account has been hacked. It's been hijacked. Welcome back to the Sportscast, Joe.
But I haven't been hijacked. I'm right here. Yeah, I you know, Week 1 is always so weird because teams don't know what they have. So Week 2 is a little more stable and predictable, but still a lot of good games, a lot of good action, a lot of good drama.
Yeah, a lot of good drama. Sometimes, usually by Week 2 or 3, you're going to see a lot of injuries coming up. But I didn't see anything major. Week 1, yes, obviously with the Aaron Rodgers situation. And DK Dobbins from the Ravens. Those are two major ones. But what were your thoughts over the Rodgers injury? I know it's a big news story all last week, but what were your thoughts?
It's a shame. It's a shame because it would have been really fun to see the Aaron Rodgers and the Jets go. You know, basically you would have a good new team. And we got robbed of that. You know, we could have had, you know, the Jets with Aaron Rodgers against the Cowboys would have been great drama because Aaron Rodgers was going against his former coach. And there were so many scenarios like that would have been really fun matchup. So we as fans were robbed of that. Stinks for the Jets. And I think that really stinks for the Jets because Zach Wilson ain't it. And either they get a new quarterback or their season is down the drain.
Yeah, it did not look good in the Dallas yesterday. Rodgers, if you guys did not know, he ruptured his Achilles tendon, and he's actually going through a rapid procedure. I've heard it's experimental, but I heard it's worked. He might be back by the time the playoffs, but it all depends on the recovery. Do you think we could see him in January?
It's possible, but the thing is, what are you coming back to? He could be ready for the playoffs. The Jets aren't. The Jets aren't going to make the playoffs. The Jets need to get another quarterback because Zach Wilson just is not the dude. He's just not a good NFL quarterback. And, you know, this is his last chance. Okay, fine, but he ain't it.
So is Joe hinting they should get someone, let's say, like Tom Brady or Matt from the Atlanta Falcons. I forgot his last name already.
Matt Ryan.
Are you hinting maybe get a vet? Yeah, Matt Ryan. Are you hinting along those lines or a person that's still around in practice squads or something?
Anything. The Steelers have a backup quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, who would probably do pretty well. Ooh. You know, and we'll see. I mean, you know, I've heard Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford, obviously, you know, they're in the middle of playing. They're on their teams and those teams are still hopeful. So it's too early for that. But yeah, how about a Carson Wentz? How about,
he's still
Matt Ryan. I don't think they're going to get Tom Brady because that would be just the craziest scenario ever. But someone else, they need to get someone else because this is a good team that just does not have a quarterback. I'm so down on Zach Wilson. I just think he just is not an NFL quarterback.
Which FYI, Tom Brady's deal with the Raiders, he's set to become the minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. If that goes through by October is the earliest, he can no longer play in the NFL.
Exactly. That's why I was thinking that's an unlikely scenario. He's about to become a part owner. He's not going to throw that away to play for the Jets and get beat up. Because that's the thing. It's not just that They need a quarterback. They need an offensive line, too. The Jets' offensive line is weak. So whoever you put out there is going to get hit, is going to get hurt. Who wants to step in for that?
I am not. I'm not sure about you.
Oh, heck no. Okay. I'll be right. I'll be fine right here in my man cave.
In your man cave, a beautiful Pittsburgh Steelers man cave, which we'll get to the prediction for tonight because they're playing tonight, doubleheader, which is common toward the beginning. Anyways, let's start with week two recap of NFL. Let's start with Tampa Bay, Joe. Baker Mayfield, he's meshing through really well in Tampa. They beat Chicago 27-17. Baker Mayfield had 317 yards and a touchdown over the struggling Chicago Bears.
There are two huge surprises so far in this NFL season. One of them is the Rams, and the other is Tampa Bay. And Baker Mayfield, nobody saw this coming. When the news came out that the Tampa Bay was going to have Baker Mayfield and he was going to be the starting quarterback, people laughed. It was like, Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield has proven everybody wrong now. Good for him. He's a solid NFL quarterback. He got a raw deal in Cleveland. He bounced around the past couple years. And, I mean, I don't know if it's going to continue, but, boy, the Bucs are a talented team. They just won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. It's a talented team, and they get a good, solid quarterback play. Good for them. And the Bears are in trouble. They are majorly in trouble. They look just as bad as last year, and we're talking worse than the NFL bad. So now they're just as bad this year. Justin Fields, we don't know what's going on with him. We don't know what's going on with that offense. You bring in DJ Moore to help out, and that hasn't done anything. Justin Fields is in trouble. The Bears are in trouble. This could be another lost season. Another lost season where they determine Justin Fields isn't your future quarterback.
Exactly. Justin Fields actually completed 16 of 29 yards passes for 211 yards. DJ Moore acquired in the offseason in a bid to put more playmakers around Chicago's young quarterback, had six receptions, Joe, for 104 yards, but the Bears were limited to 67 yards rushing. Back to Tampa, stellar core there. Mike Evans had 171 yards. Chris Godwin had high receptions for 58 yards, and White finished with 73 yards rushing on 17. Tampa Bay is looking pretty good. Atlanta and Green Bay. Bijan Robinson ripped off a 7-yard run on 4th-and-1 to set up Young Hoku's 25-yard field goal with 57 seconds remaining as the Atlanta Falcons rallied for a 25-21-4 victory over Green Bay yesterday. Your thoughts on that, Joe?
The Falcons, they just keep doing it their way. Everyone else is zigging, and the Falcons choose to zag. Everybody else is, passing all over the place, and the Falcons said, we're just going to run. And they got Bijan Robinson, who is the real deal. We knew he was going to be good, but he's even better than advertised. He is looking great. Still the Falcons. We don't know what's going on with Desmond Ridder, if he's good enough. But, hey, they keep winning, so it doesn't matter. This isn't this isn't to reflect poorly on the Packers. They were playing away. They had some players hurt. It was a good close game. But hey, kudos to the Packers. To the Falcons for pulling it out.
Packers. Jordan Love completed for 14 of 25 passes for 151 yards and hooked up with a pair of rookies on his three touchdowns. Not too shabby considering the injury depleted offense around him. Are the Packers, is this a panic button losing in against Atlanta, or Atlanta, is this good with Ridder or
not at all. I don't think it reflects poorly on the Packers. It's an away game. I still don't think the Falcons are that good, but they do their thing. And, this isn't a bad loss for the Packers. They're just, it was just a close game that they couldn't pull out.
Some more AFC South matchups. Anthony Richardson rushed for two touchdowns before leaving with a concussion. And Gardner Minshew, I did not know he was still around, threw for 171 yards and a touchdown as the Colts hold off the Texans for a 31-20 win yesterday. Your thoughts?
Anthony Richardson is, he looks like the real deal. He looks amazing. The problem is.
Rookie of the year?
What's that? Rookie of the year?
Rookie of the year?
Probably. But he can't. He's only played two games and he hasn't finished either of them. Come on, man. You gotta protect yourself. He's out there just taking all the hits, doing all the dangerous things. Your best ability is availability. You gotta be out there. And this is, he has to show that he has to be stable enough to play an entire game. The Texans are that bad. The Colts are not that good, but the Texans are that bad. This is another rebuilding year. Same old thing for the Texans. They are really bad. And Richardson's just gotta, he just gotta be more careful. You gotta be smarter about this, man. This is, you're the future. You can't keep getting hurt like this.
The Colts led by 18 in halftime and managed only a field goal in the second half. The Texans close to a 31-20 on a 23-yard touchdown reception by rookie Tank Dell. With about 10 minutes to go, it was the first touchdown for the third-round pick from the University of Houston. To be TBD with Houston, CJ Stroud actually had a good stats, and I can pull up really quick here. He had 384 yards. Stroud is looking good, too, by the way.
Yeah, he's learning. It's a young team, so you know they'll get better and they're learning and stuff. That's fine, but as of right now, they're not good.
They're not good. Another game. Everybody's saying Detroit's going to win the Super Bowl after beating Kansas City. That was not the case. Seattle said no. Geno Smith is still around. He threw a 6-yard touchdown pass to Lockett, opening drive overtime to lift Seattle to a 37-31 win over Detroit on Sunday. Oh no, panic button for Detroit. No, Seattle is this good. Your thoughts?
I'm very surprised by the Seahawks. I did not think they were this good, especially their starting tackles were out. And to go into Detroit and do this, very impressive win by the Seahawks. The Lions aren't bad. I was trashing them before the season. But they're at a certain level and they're pretty good. They're good enough to make the playoffs. So
it took. Yeah.
They're playoff level. That's good. So just really impressive by the Seahawks. Geno Smith is another one that I have doubted, but he looked really good. Just kudos to the Seahawks.
Geno Smith had 328 yards, 2 touchdowns. Detroit, Jared Goff had 323 yards. But Seattle did in Detroit in a dome. More to come. Need more sample data from Seattle to see how they're going to do well. The NFC West, I don't think it's wide open because, it could be. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyways, let's go to guess who's 0-2? The Chargers. Nick Folk kicked a 41-yard field goal in overtime, a couple overtime games yesterday, in a sudden downpour, and the Titans beat the Chargers 27-24. Titans, Joe, have not won since November of last year. Since their last win in Green Bay, they got the win. Huge win in synthetic grass. No more natural grass in Tennessee.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that they changed the synthetic. That's not good.
FYI.
Okay. The Chargers are in major trouble. And the best thing they could do, their bye week is week 5. The best thing they could do is you fire that idiot coach and you get somebody else, because that idiot coach Staley, he's the reason for all this. I hate him so much. They are supposed to be a defensive coach, and they gave up a whole bunch of points and yards to Miami. Miami's a high powered offense, but Tennessee isn't. Tennessee is not that good of an offense, and they gave up 27 points to them and lose this game. This reflects poorly on the Chargers. They have a tougher schedule coming up. They're not going to survive this. That coach is not going to survive this. That coach will be gone in 3 weeks. And good riddance, you dummy.
Chargers coach Stanley has now lost 5 games when leading by 10 or more. T- tied for the second most in the NFL since 2021. Only Baltimore, which had six, has more in that span. So, by the way, Victor Rocha was talking about it. I was hanging out with him yesterday watching the games, and he brought up Brandon Staley. There you have it, which we'll have you on to talk about more about the Chargers, coach. Let's go to Cincinnati playing against Baltimore. Let me pull up that game because I'm seeing a score and I don't think Cincinnati won.
No,
Baltimore
won 27-24.
Explosive Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson threw two touchdown passes, Joe, and extended drives with his legs as Baltimore outlasted slow start in Cincinnati 27-24 yesterday. Bengals are now 0-2. Joe Burrow actually came out of the game with a calf injury. Jackson was 24 for 33 for 237 yards. Not good for Cincinnati, but Baltimore is shaping up to be an AFC North contender.
Really, really impressive by Baltimore because they have a lot of injuries. Baltimore always seems to have a lot of injuries. I don't know what they're doing there, but I don't know if they're like running a fight club or something like that, but they always have injuries. But still impressive by them. They're still working out the kinks on their new offense, and it's working. Lamar Jackson looked great. But the Bengals are in big trouble. Big,
how big?
Trouble. Big. Because Joe Burrow tweaked. He re-aggravated that calf injury. That calf injury basically knocked him out of the preseason. He looked terrible last week, and he looked terrible this week. Those numbers, 24 points. That one of those touchdowns was on a punt return. So the Bengals are just, they're in big trouble. If Joe Burrow is hurt, forget about the Bengals. He's their entire team.
Yeah, those calf injuries could lead to an Achilles tendon injury. Yeah. So he should be careful. Maybe set out one game and then come back better.
Possibly. Maybe more than one game. Maybe like two or three, four games, something like that. And just hope for the best.
Not saying because you're a Steelers fan and you're saying
I think he should sit out the whole year as a Steelers fan. I think he should go to the Bahamas and just relax on the beach to rest that calf.
And also to enjoy that amazing contract he just got a couple of weeks
That's
ago.
Right.
So why not? All right, let's go to Buffalo. Josh Allen rebounded from a four turnover season opening dud by throwing three touchdown passes and leading the Bills to a 38-10 rout of the Las Vegas Raiders, a team that we thought, oh, Jimmy G is going to win everything. No, Buffalo bounced back after losing against the Jets. Your thoughts over this game?
No surprise that the Bills rebounded. That was a tough game against the Jets. The Jets are a good defense. It was a weird game. It was a week one. A lot of weird things going on. So no surprise that the Bills would bounce back. But also, the Raiders are just not that good. They just aren't. I'm sorry. Jimmy G's okay. But I think just as a whole, the team is just does not have a lot of talent. So no surprise that they would get blown out.
Just okay. Allen completed for 13 attempts for 94 yards and finished 31 of 37 for 274 yard passes and no turnovers. Good for him. Garoppolo finished 16 of 24 for 185 yards with a 16-yard touchdown pass to Devontae Adams. There you go. The Raiders running attack continued to be grounded with Jacobs finishing minus 2 yards on 9 carries. Not good. Though Jacobs had 5 catches for 51 yards, the NFL's leading rusher last season now has combined 46 yards rushing through 2 games. Not good. Vegas needs to step it up a bit. Let's see what happens. Let's go to Jacksonville, the black hole. Tough place to play. But Patrick Mahomes threw 2 touchdown passes, Joe, including one to returning star Travis Kelce. He's okay. And the Kansas City Chiefs overcame 3 early turnovers to beat Jacksonville's 17-9 yesterday. Third victory against the Jaguars in 10 months, Joe. Can you believe
that? The rumors of the Chiefs' death have been greatly exaggerated. Everybody was counting them out after they lost to Detroit. But funny how better a team it becomes when you get your best receiver back and your best defensive player. Chris Jones was out there like a maniac wreaking havoc on the Jaguars. People were expecting a high scoring game, but that didn't happen. Not sure what was going on with the Jaguars, but the Chiefs just really stepped it up.
Mahomes stepped it up with completing 29 of 41 passes for 305 yards. He found Kelce all alone in the end zone, which is not a good thing if you're Jacksonville Jaguars defense, to extend Kansas City's lead. Chiefs converted twice on fourth down and outgained Jacksonville 399 to 271 in total yards. Good job for the Chiefs. Good bounce back. They're 1-1. It's okay. Brock the Rock Purdy passed for 206 yards and ran for an early touchdown, Joe. Deebo Samuel had a good game, rushed for an 11-yard touchdown with 11 minutes and 28 seconds left, and the San Francisco 49ers hung on for their ninth consecutive regular season victory over the Rams, 30-23. If you saw that stadium in L.A., I think it was majority of 49ers.
I tell you what, when the 49ers played in Pittsburgh last week, it was majority 49ers fans, which just blew our minds. We have no idea how the heck that happened. So, apparently the 49ers fans travel very well. Hey, I'd want to travel to go see this team too. They are basically an all-star team when they're healthy. 49ers look amazing. People are criticizing them because they only won by 7. I think the Rams are just a big surprise. Who would have thought that without Cooper Kupp that they would have this high-powered offense with Puka Nacua? Who's like
you pronounce it beautifully?
Yeah, apparently that means if I remember from Lion King, I believe that means no worries or something like that. Was the 177th pick in the draft, I think a year or two ago, and the reason why he fell was because he had a terrible. He's not a burner. He has a slow speed. Well, who cares about speed as a wide receiver? It's Cooper Kupp's the same way. Cooper Kupp is not the fastest guy. He's one of the best receivers. So there's more to it than just speed. Just really impressive by the Rams that they are this good, because I thought they would be absolutely terrible. But the 49ers are top three in the league right now.
Yeah, top three. Nacua had 147 yards. So we'll see what happens. Purdy went 17 for 25 with a handful of glaring mistakes, but it's okay to keep winning. Stafford passed for 307 yards and threw a touchdown pass to Kieran Williams for Los Angeles. Williams also rushed for a touchdown, Joe, and had 100 combined offensive yards in his first NFL start, but he caused a key interception when a pass ricocheted off his hands in the third quarter, leading to Jake Moody's go-ahead 57-yard field goal. Good job. Giants, oh my gosh. I watched this with Victor, so you can only imagine.
Everybody's going crazy.
I was off the chair. Victor actually was sitting down most of the time, so he definitely hanged out. Daniel Jones threw for 321 yards and two touchdowns, Joe. Graham Gano, the kicker, connected on a 34-yard field goal with 19 seconds remaining, and the Giants rallied from a 21-point third quarter deficit to stun the Cardinals 31-28 on Sunday, reminding me of the Patriots-Atlanta game a couple of years ago in the Super Bowl. Your thoughts over this matchup?
There had to be panic in that first half when it was 20-0 Cardinals at halftime. Oh my goodness, I'll bet Giants fans were going crazy. But then the light switched. Danny Dimes started throwing and running all over the place, and they just looked great. So maybe that's what they need. Hopefully Saquon Barkley isn't hurt too bad. It looks like he sprained his ankle. But, whatever the circumstances, you come down from 20 points and are able to pull out a win. That's a very impressive win.
Jones was 26 of 37 passing. He also ran for 59 yards and 14-yard touchdowns. Barkley, as Joe mentioned, ran for 63 yards and a touchdown. He hobbled off a little bit late. He should be – it's like a high – I believe it's a sprained ankle. We don't know if it's a high one or how severe it is, which he's had issues before. And James Conner ran for 106 yards and a touchdown for the Cardinals. This was the biggest comeback win for the Giants, Joe. If you did not know about NFL history, since a 21-point rally in 1949 against the Cardinals.
Wow.
This has happened before. It might happen 50 years later from now as well.
That was like three cities ago for the Cardinals. That's amazing.
All right. Well, good job for the Giants. They had to bounce back. I told Victor before the game, Joe, this is a must win.
Oh, definitely.
Because losing against the Cowboys by 40 points was horrible.
No, this was totally a must win, especially considering the Cardinals are supposed to be really bad. So,
it's supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, they are. They are a joke, and they're basically tanking. And yeah, still impressive win by the Giants, regardless.
Let's go into Dallas. They keep beating New York teams for some reason. Dak Prescott threw for 2 touchdowns. Zach Wilson, which we talked about before, had 3 interceptions. That's not good. In his first start after Aaron Rodgers' season-ending Achilles tendon injury, the Cowboys beat the Jets 30-10 on Sunday in Dallas with Jerry Jones. Your thoughts?
Yes, it's the Jets, and they're in big trouble, but the Cowboys look so impressive so far. And the main reason they look impressive is Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons has taken his game to a new level. He is basically he's not only just the best defensive player right now, he's up for most dominant defensive player ever. Like we're talking like Lawrence Taylor level of dominance right now. He just wreaks havoc on the other team, and the other team has just can't stop it. So Micah Parsons is single-handedly putting his team on his back, and everything else is looking good. And Dak Prescott is not throwing interceptions, so that offense is humming along. Everything's going all right, and the Cowboys look amazing.
Yeah. CeeDee Lamb had 143 yards receiving, and Brandon Aubrey kicked 5 field goals in 20-yard rookie second game as the Cowboys finished a season-opening sweep of New York. Let's go to Denver. Washington cornerback Benjamin St. Just didn't flinch after Brandon Johnson snared Russell Wilson's 50-yard Hail Mary touchdown pass off a double deflection with no time remaining, but that cut Washington's lead to 35-33. Wasn't enough. Commanders win.
You could say that the Broncos got robbed of this game, because after that amazing Hail Mary, they had to go for 2 to tie the game, and the receiver that Russell Wilson threw to definitely got interfered with. But hey, that's the breaks. Still not good for the Broncos. The 2 home games, 2 losses to 2 very beatable opponents. That's not good for the Broncos. Yes, they look better than last year, but still, they got some work to do. Impressive win by Washington to go into Denver and win this game. Sam Howell might be a dude. He might be a pretty good quarterback in this league.
Joe, winning in Denver is tough.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes. Yeah, with the altitude and stuff, very very hard to play there, and really impressive by the Washington to come up with a win.
Miami Dolphins Raheem Mostert had a pair of touchdown runs, including a 43-yard rump in the fourth quarter, and Tua added a 2-yard touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill to help Miami Dolphins hold off the Patriots 24-17 last night. Tua is 5-0 against Belichick. Your thoughts?
Super impressive. Super impressive that the Dolphins are just running on all cylinders right now. They look great. The Patriots, you know, they're always good defensively. You knew they were going to shut down Tyreek Hill. But Tua just looks... He just looks really good right now. I saw the comparisons of Danny Marino. I think that's a little crazy, but still, let's not get crazy here. But still, he looks really good. That offense looks really good. Just everything going well for the Dolphins right now. If they could just stay healthy, they could really be one of the top teams in the league.
You know how many times people say health and Tua in the same sentence?
Oh, totally. Oh yeah, I mean, it's justified though. Like, come on, man, just stay healthy. He can't stay healthy, so just do it, man. And if he just could, just stay upright, stay healthy, he'll be fine.
Mostert carried 18 times for 121 yards, and Tua completed 21 of 30 passes for 249 yards and an interception. He did have an interception. It's okay. Jalen Waddle added 4 catches for 86 yards before leaving in the fourth quarter following a hit by Marte Mapu. Patriots have dropped 0-2 for the first time since 2001, which was Belichick's second season as coach. Not good for Belichick here.
I think the Patriots might be in trouble. But at the same time, they played the Eagles last week and then the Dolphins this week. So two really tough opponents. They're at the Jets next week. That's an easy game. Then they got the Cowboys. That's probably going to be a loss. So they could start the season 1-3. They always figure out something. They always figure out a way to stay in it.
Robert Kraft, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Belichick will get it done, I think.
Yeah.
Jones finished 42 for 231 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. So there you have it. Week 2 recap. It was a good week, but we have two games tonight. Doubleheader. Saints at the Panthers. This is a division game. Joe, what's going to happen tonight? Obviously, we saw Derek Carr had okay. Bryce Young, still rookie in Carolina. AstroTurf doesn't mean anything for these guys. But what's going to happen? What's your prediction for tonight?
I like the Saints. I think Derek Carr is a good, solid quarterback, and they have a good defense. That's a good, solid team there. So I think the Saints will win this.
I think so, too. I'm hoping for my Chris Olave will get a bunch of 30 fantasy points tonight. That's the guy I need.
It could happen. It could happen.
My matchup. It could happen, I hope. And second half, this is probably the game that that Joe is going to watch probably primarily. The Browns at Pittsburgh Steelers. The Browns, Deshaun Watson looked okay at worst. What's going to happen tonight, Joe?
All of the indications say that the Steelers will win. They never lose on Monday night at home. And also on games where they lost by 20 or more points the previous week, they bounce back to have a really good game. All that being said, I think the Steelers are actually in trouble. They looked really bad. I think they have a lot of problems and they still have not solved them. So I actually think that the Browns are going to win this game.
To the Browns. Interesting. Very unbiased. Very objective, I guess you could say. I think Pittsburgh's going to win. I'm choosing them.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Like I said, all the indications are, all the stats say the Steelers will bounce back. But I still think they didn't realize what problems they have on the offense and defense. And we'll see. I think it might take more than a week or two to figure them all out.
We'll see what happens. Pickett, Najee Harris, let's see what they gather together. Joe, if you did not know, today is National Cheeseburger Day. McDonald's is having 50 cents deals. Wendy's, $1 if they use the app. Burger King as well. But who makes the best cheeseburgers from these fast food chains? McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, or In-N-Out Burger if you have one.
We don't have one. I've never had an In-N-Out Burger. I heard they're amazing. I would say Wendy's. I'm going to say Wendy's has the best cheeseburgers. That is my, besides donuts, I think that's my main my source of food is cheeseburger. So I'm quite the expert in this area.
I would say Wendy's is my first choice. I think they make good cheeseburgers. Second, McDonald's, then Burger King, and I've never been to In-N-Out, so they got to be in my fourth spot.
Yeah, I heard very good things about In-N-Out, but I've never had one.
We'll see what happens. You could go and vote on X on our poll. And so far, the top three, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's are tied for first. So if you could get a vote in there and see who wins. But we'll see what happens. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you, hey, should they trade Trubisky to the Jets?
I don't know. I can't get into my account. Usually I would say Joey Bag of Donuts V7F, but that's who knows what's going to happen with that. So I have my own podcast also called The Donut Bag, where I will talk about the Steelers, probably talking about cheeseburgers, but definitely about the Steelers.
Yes, Joe has a backup account. It's called the Donut Bag.
Yeah, the Donut Bag. Yep.
Donut Bag on X. Check it out. He's there. So you think you might get your Twitter account back maybe today, this week?
Or? I hope. I hope I'm suffering from Twitter withdrawal. This is bad. I don't know. Now I'm talking to my neighbors or something like that, giving them status updates because I can't get on Twitter.
Maybe it's time to explore your backup account.
Yes.
And see what's out there.
That's right.
Okay. You can reach us at the Sportscast One. Also the Sportscast One on Twitter, X, and also on Instagram. Go to our website, the Sportscast .net, and check out our show this week. We have on Wednesday the top 25 rundown. Alan West breaks down all the college sports, but especially college football this week. Colorado is doing pretty good, and of course Jersey Boys on Thursday. We're gonna see a lot of emotion after this huge win against the Cardinals. They've done it twice. I did not know this history point fact. They beat the Cardinals back in 49, now in 2023. So looking forward to what the boys are got things I have cranked up for this week. Anyways, Joe, another exciting, still not over. There's a doubleheader tonight. Thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you.